Supplement to the Christian Experience and Views of Ellen G. White. Chapter 3. To Those of Little Experience. Some, I saw, had not a realizing sense of the importance of the truth, or its effects, and often moved from the impulse of the moment, or from excitement, following their feelings, and disregarding church order, thinking that religion consists chiefly in making a noise. Some who have but just received the truth of the third angel's message are ready to reprove and teach those who have been established in the truth for years, and have felt its sanctifying power, and have suffered for the truth's sake. Those who are so puffed up by the enemy will have to feel the sanctifying influence of the truth, and will have to have a realizing sense of where the truth found them, and how. That they were wretched, miserable, and poor and blind and naked. When the truth begins to purify them and purge away their dross and tin, as it surely will when it is received, in the love of it, the one who has this great work done for him will not feel that he is rich and increased in goods, and has need of nothing. Those who profess the truth, and before they have learned its first principles, think they know it all, and are forward to take the place of teachers, and reprove those who for years have stood stiffly for the truth, plainly show that they have no understanding of the truth, and know none of its effects. For if they knew any of its sanctifying power, they would yield the peaceable fruits of righteousness, and be humbled under its sweet, powerful influence. They would bear fruit to the glory of God, and understand what the truth has done for them, and esteem others better than themselves. I saw that the remnant were not prepared for what is coming upon the earth. Stupidity, like the lethargy, seemed to hang upon the minds of most of those who profess to believe that we are having the last message. My accompanying angel cried out with awful solemnity, "Get ready! Get ready! Get ready! For the fierce anger of the Lord is soon to come. His wrath is to be poured out unmixed with mercy, and ye are not ready. Rend the heart, and not the garment." A great work must be done for the remnant. They are, many of them, dwelling upon little trials. Said the angel, "Legions of evil angels are around you, and are trying to press in their awful darkness, that ye may be ensnared and taken. Ye suffer your mind to be diverted too readily from the work of preparation, and the all-important truths for these last days. And ye dwell upon little trials, and go into minute particulars of little difficulties to explain them to the satisfaction of this one or that." Conversation has been protracted for hours between the parties concerned, and not only has their time been wasted, but the servants of God are held to listen to them, when the hearts of both parties are unsubdued by grace. If pride and selfishness were laid aside, 5 minutes would remove most difficulties. Hours have been spent in justifying self, which has grieved angels, and displeased God. I saw that God will not wait and bow down and listen to long justifications, and he did not want his servants to do so, and precious time be wasted, that should be spent in showing transgressors the error of their ways, and pulling souls out of the fire. I saw that God's people were on the enchanted ground. And some have lost nearly all sense of the shortness of time, and the worth of the soul. Pride has crept in among Sabbath keepers, pride of dress and appearance. Said the angel, "Sabbath keepers will have to die to self, die to pride and love of approbation. Truth, saving truth, must be given to the starving people, who are in darkness." I saw that many prayed for God to humble them. But if God answered their prayer, it would be by terrible things in righteousness. It was their duty to humble themselves. I saw that if self-exaltation was suffered to come in, it would surely lead souls astray, and if not overcome, prove their ruin. When one begins to get lifted up in his own eyes, and thinks he can do something, the Spirit of God is withdrawn, and he goes on in his own strength until he is overthrown. One saint, I saw, could move the arm of God if he were right. But a multitude together, if they were wrong, would be weak, and could effect nothing. I saw that many had unsubdued, unhumbled hearts, and were thinking more of their own little grievances and trials than the souls of sinners. If they had the glory of God in view, they would feel for perishing souls around them. And as they realized their perilous situation, would take hold with energy, exercising faith in God, and hold up the hands of his servants, that they may boldly, yet in love, declare the truth, and warn souls to lay hold upon it, before the sweet voice of mercy dies away. Said the angel, "Those who profess his name are not ready. I saw the seven last plagues were coming upon the shelterless heads of the wicked. And then those who have stood in their way will hear the bitter reproaches of sinners, and their hearts will faint within them." Said the angel, "Ye have been picking at straws, dwelling upon little trials, and sinners must be lost. I saw that God was willing to work for us in our meetings, and it was his pleasure to work. Satan says, I will hinder the work." His agents say, "Amen." Professed believers in the truth dwell upon their petty trials and difficulties which Satan has magnified before them. Time that can never be recalled is wasted. The enemies of the truth have seen our weakness, God has been grieved, Christ wounded. Satan's object is accomplished, his plans have succeeded, and he triumphs. Self-denial. I saw that there was danger of the saints making too great preparations for conferences. That some were cumbered with too much serving. That the appetite must be denied. There is danger of some attending the meetings for the loaves and fishes. I saw all those who are indulging self by using the filthy weed, tobacco, should lay it aside, and put their means to a better use. Those who deprive themselves of some gratification, and take the means they formerly used to gratify the appetite, and put it into the treasury of the Lord, sacrifice. And, like the widow's two mites, it will be noticed of God. The amount may be small. But if all will do this, it will tell in the treasury. And if all would study to be more economical in their articles of dress, and deprive themselves of some things which are not actually necessary, and lay aside such useless and injurious things as tea, and sea, and give what they cost to the cause, they would receive more blessings here, and a reward in heaven. Many think, because God has given them the means, they may live almost above want, can have rich food, and clothe themselves abundantly, and that it is no virtue to deny themselves when they have enough. Such do not sacrifice. If they would live a little poorer, and give to the cause of God, to help forward the truth, it would be a sacrifice on their part, and when God rewards every man according to their works, it will be remembered by him. Irreverence. I saw that God's holy name should be used with reverence and awe. Said the angel, "Couple them not together, for fearful is his name." I saw that God Almighty was coupled together, and used by some in meeting in a careless, thoughtless manner, which was displeasing to God. They have no realizing sense of God, or the truth. Or they would not speak so irreverently of the great and dreadful God, who is soon to judge them in the last day. Those who realize the greatness and majesty of God, will take his name on their lips with holy awe. He dwelleth in light inapproachable. No man can see him and live. I saw that these things would have to be understood and corrected where they exist, before the church can prosper. False shepherds. I have been shown the false shepherds, that they were drunk, but not with wine. They stagger but not with strong drink. The truth of God is sealed up to them. They cannot read it. When they are interrogated as to what the seventh-day Sabbath is, whether it is the true Sabbath of the Bible, they lead the mind to fables. I saw that the prophets were like the foxes of the deserts. They have not gone up into the gaps, they have not made up the hedge, that the people of God may stand in the battle in the day of the Lord. When these shepherds see the minds of any stirred up, and they begin to inquire of them about the truth, they take the easiest and best manner for themselves, to quiet their minds and effect their object, even to the changing of their own position. Light has shone to many of these shepherds. But they would not acknowledge it, but have changed their position a number of times to evade the truth, and get away from conclusions that they must come to, if they continued in their former positions. While the power of truth tore up their foundation. And instead of yielding to the force of truth, they would get upon another platform, that they were not satisfied with themselves. I saw that many of these shepherds had denied the past teachings of God. have denied and rejected the glorious truths which they once zealously advocated, and covered them with mesmerism, and all kinds of delusions. I saw they were drunken, but not with wine, they staggered but not with strong drink. They were drunken with error, and were leading on their flock to death. Many of the opposers of God's truth devise mischief in their heads upon their beds, and in the day, they carry out their mischief and wicked devices, to put down the truth, and get something new to interest, and take the minds of their people, and divert them from the precious, all-important truth. I saw that the priests who are leading on their flock to death, are soon to be arrested in their dreadful career. The plagues of God are coming, and after one or two has fallen, and they are tormented with the plagues, it is not enough. For all this, his hand is stretched out still, and will not be brought to himself again, until his purposes are fully accomplished, and they will be led to worship at the saints' feet, and acknowledge that God has loved them, because they held fast the truth, and kept God's commandments. And his hand is stretched out still in wrath and justice, and he will not rest from his anger, until the hireling priests and all the unrighteous are destroyed from the earth. The different parties of professed Advent believers have a little truth, but God has given all that to his children who are being prepared for the day of God. Also truths that neither of these parties know, and will not understand. Things which are sealed up to them, the Lord has opened to those who will see, and are ready to understand them. And if God has any new light to communicate, he will let his chosen and beloved understand it, without their going to hear those who are in error and darkness to have their minds enlightened. I was shown the necessity of those who believe we are having the last message of mercy, being separate from those who are daily imbibing new errors. I saw that young and old should not attend their assemblies. For it is wrong to encourage them by attending their meetings while they teach error that is poisonous, and death to the soul, and teach for doctrines the commandments of men. And the influence is not good. If God has delivered us from such darkness and error, we should stand fast in the liberty wherewith he has set us free, and rejoice in the truth. God is displeased with those who go to listen to error, when they are not obliged to. For unless he sends us to these meetings, where error is forced home to the people by the power of the will, he will not keep us. The angels cease their watchful care over us, and we are left to the buffetings of the enemy, to be darkened and weakened by him, and the power of his evil angels. And the light around us becomes contaminated with the darkness. I saw that we had no time to throw away in listening to fables. Our minds should not be thus diverted, but should be occupied with the present truth, and seeking wisdom that we may obtain a more thorough knowledge of our position, that with meekness we may give reason of our hope from the Scriptures. While the mind is occupied in hearing false doctrines, and dangerous error, pressed upon the hearers, it cannot be dwelling upon the truth which is to fit and prepare the house of Israel to stand in the day of the Lord.